We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Tigers open up a two-game series with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, we've kind of made fun of that. Yeah, it's the Cardinals. Of course, the Tigers played in the 1968 World Series, and I think they played them in the another World Series before that, and, of course, in 2006. Now, some of this comes from my previous existence as a Philadelphia Philly guy. Because in 1964, the Phillies had a 6.5 game lead with 10 games left, and they basically lost out.
Yes.
And the Cardinals went to the World Series. But for some reason, throughout most of my life and most people's lives, the St. Louis Cardinals have always been a really, really good team. Well-run, great organization. They've had, you know, classic managers from Whitey Herzog to Tony La Russa to others. And I don't know if there's any team in baseball that I don't hate them. I just don't. I've never enjoyed them. And maybe it's just jealousy. I don't know what it is, but they're always freaking good. And I don't have, you know, all the factual information to back me out. You know, how many, you know, they've won a lot of, I think they've won more World Series than any National League team, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. I think they actually have a very interesting distinction in pro sports. I believe they have the most world championships in their league without ever having won them back to back.
Wow. I
didn't know that.
I did not know that. But for some reason, I can't stand them. I just don't like them. I don't hate them. I don't, you know, wish ill things on them like I do for like the Dallas Cowboys,
yes,
and Ohio State and things like that. But they're always good. Is there a team that you follow, 248-539-9797, that you just don't like for whatever reason? Not hate. You just don't like. You respect the hell out of them. I mean, look at this. I'm going back. The last time they had a sub 500 record was in 2007. They were 78-84. Other than that, and then in 1999, they had a few weird years. But other than that, you know, in the 90s, they weren't great.
Uh-huh.
But they were always, you know, pretty damn good.
Just baseball specific or any sport?
Any sport that you just, you know, you don't like. And then this is not the hate thing. Like, we've done that teams you hate. But and a team that you really respect, they do things the right way. Their farm systems are usually pretty good, especially in modern history. They're always good. I love the embroidered look of their uniform. It's all, you know, it's crisp and white.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the fact that that's arguably the best baseball city in the United States. They just love their Redbirds there, and they have a great history. I get all that, but there's just something about them that I just...
It rubs you the wrong way.
Maybe I'm just envious that they're always good.
Mm-hmm.
They're always good. They're not always great. But they're very rarely are they terrible. I mean, when was the last time the Cardinals were terrible? Maybe 1990. They won 70 games. They came in sixth. I can't find another time when they came in sixth besides 1990. Oh, here we go. 1966. But there were, you know, 8 or 10 teams in each league. It was before they even had the divisions.
Yeah.
So we're going way back.
For me, and more, not just recently, there's an individual on it that I don't care for. And he's one of those guys where I respect the hell out of because of his game, but I respect this team, and it's the LA Lakers. There's no reason for me to not like them because I do like Magic Johnson. I liked Kareem. I liked James Worthy. I liked all of the players that played for them at different times, but it just, for whatever reason, LA irritates me. It, just seeing them irritates me.
The whole Hollywood scene.
Yeah, maybe it's the whole Hollywood scene, or it's just the fact that, and they're a team that.
You were never a Kobe guy?
Well, and I respect the hell out of Kobe. And I liked watching him play. I liked watching some of these guys play. But when I see that Lakers, the colors, right, it just irritates me. And
it's maize and purple.
It's maize and purple, exactly. and it's just they're always good. They have, like we were talking yesterday, like the greatest players of all time.
Yes, but they had a stretch between Kobe and LeBron where they weren't
Great. No, but they...
They missed the playoffs for, what, 4 or 5 straight years, actually.
But they're willing to go out and spend money on players. Mm-hmm. They're willing to acquire players. They're willing to do what you have to do to win, which is why they have so many world championships, is why they have so many players that when we talk about the greatest players of all time, and you mention Kareem, you mention Magic, you mention Kobe. I mean, you go right down the list... And there's Laker after Laker after Laker. And I respect all of them, and I respect the Lakers. But I just, if I turn the TV on and the Lakers are playing, I have to change the channel. I can't watch them. It's just, it irritates me.
You don't hate them.
I don't hate them, no. Right. I just have this healthy dislike for them. And I don't know if it's, it must be the Hollywood LA, we're fancier, we're prettier, we're better than everybody else in the country. And it just rubs me the wrong way. It irritates me. They're fancy.
So even before the Pistons, you know, had their, you know, bad boys had their run-ins
with the Lakers.
Them.
Yeah.
But, you know, when the Lakers were playing the Celtics in the mid-80s before
still
the
Pistons. Still the
Lakers, yeah. You always rooted for the Celtics?
I would root for anybody that played against the Lakers.
The Lakers were so much fun to watch, though.
They
I mean,
are.
That's why I couldn't hate them.
Like, well, I don't hate them. I'm not saying I hate them. I just they're a team that for whatever reason when they come on, I don't like watching them.
Gov, you have a team?
Probably the Saints. They've been good here for, you know, nearly 20 years for the most part. I think it has to do with Sean Payton.
Oh yeah, you don't like Payton?
I'm not a big Payton face. Guy. No, and you're like they're fun to watch too.
Yes,
and
they are.
I kind of like Kamara, but I don't know. I can't put a finger on it. I just don't like him.
Well, and Drew Brees was fun to watch. He was, a very cerebral quarterback, always going the right place at the right time and, you know, kind of against all odds type of quarterback. Right.
Does anything have to do with the fact, Gov, that the Saints were always like the team, they were the first team where fans put bags over their heads and things like that, and all of a sudden, you know.
No, I think it has to do with their colors.
They're better than the Lions now, all of a sudden, you know, for the last 15 years, or before they weren't.
It starts with Sean Payton. I just don't like him. And then I think it's the colors.
Oh, is it black and gold?
Well, and white, too, and I don't like the gold.
Well, the Steelers, but they're considered black and yellow.
Black and yellow.
Black and yellow.
Black and yellow.
Good to start singing it.
I think the Cardinals thing, Stoney, too. They just do it the right way.
Yes.
They just do and they do and they do and they. But they had that little cheating scandal, didn't they? Didn't the guy from them go to the Astros or something?
Yes, right.
You know, and it seemed like that just went away because I think Tony La Russa has a lot to do with it.
Some of it, but they've always, even when I was younger, the white rat. He's such a great manager, and even before that, I don't want to get into the Red Shandiest years, but they were just the card. They're always good.
I think you can argue they're the best franchise in the game.
Oh, I think they are. I think they're better. I mean, the Yankees have more titles, but I think the Yanks probably have more up ebbs and flows. I mean, the '60s, the mid '60s till Steinbrenner bought the team, the Yankees were horrible from like 65 on.
But the Cardinals aren't as polarizing as the Yankees are.
Because they're good old Midwestern boys, Midwestern team. Yeah. We have Midwestern values. We go to the Arch and drink our Budweiser and Harry Carey at the beginning before he became a Cub, and everything's baseball. Baseball, I mean, America, that's what they are.
You know, they get guys like Molina who will never stop playing.
Yes.
You know, they never have, like, and if you're a Cardinal fan, I'm not trying to offend you out there or anything, but it seems like they've never had that just killer ace. They've had some aces, some really good pitchers.
Oh, yeah.
But I know Bob Gibson, you go back then, it's one thing, but, like Chris Carpenter.
Adam Wainwright's pretty good,
see what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly.
It's infuriating that they are so good. They just, I don't know. It starts at the top and it goes throughout the whole system with that franchise, and it's envy.
Right.
Yeah, rinse, wash, repeat.
It's a machine.
Yeah,
yes.
It's exactly, that's what it is. It's rinse, wash, repeat, and you're always in it.
And I think what Stoney was saying earlier, it's like, yeah, you were finding like, oh, they were not good in 1999 or 1990. They didn't have a good year.
Right.
Yeah, you could find years like that, but it's really tough for them to find prolonged stretches
right,
of
exactly.
not being good.
They're always basically good. And yes, they do spend a little bit on free agency, but they usually make good trades, or their farm systems are always really good, you know?
So you just don't like success, continued success.
No, I like the Patriots. Because I love the
yeah, but again, it's very polar. The Patriots are very polarizing. The Yankees polarizing.
I know.
The Cardinals
not polarizing.
Not polarizing.
That's why I don't like them. They're like milk toast, basically. The Cardinals are in town, and I made the statement that the Cardinals are just—they're really, really good. They're always really good, and maybe that's what bugs me the most about them. I don't hate them. I just never root for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well. I don't know about that, but by the way, speaking of hot, I guess, never mind, there's no segue there. I just noticed Michigan has a recruit coming in, or I don't know if he's, I guess he's an incoming freshman named Connor Jones, and he tweeted this. He goes, when the time comes to pull this jersey on, my sole mission will be to live up to the legacy represents the standard and honor those that wore it before me. Hashtag honored. Hashtag respect sevens at University of Michigan football. Hashtag go blue. And he's wearing number 77, and he's got pictures of three guys up there. Taylor Lewan, Jake Long, and Paul Coffey. For some reason, oh, no, it's you, John. John Jansen. And there's a picture of Connor Jones with his number 77. So that's going to make you feel good, huh?
It's always cool. Yeah. And anybody that wears a number, we did the number thing.
Yes.
You know how important that is to the individuals, those that came before, past, present, and future. And we'll see how the future looks.
Yes. What number was Frank Clark? Besides like seven digits in his prison uniform that he might have.
I think he was 57. Yeah, 57.
57.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not a number you want to live up to.
No, no.
For those of you who don't know, Frank Clark got arrested yesterday or over the weekend for having an Uzi
firearms
showing.
Issue.
Yes, it was a duffel bag. Oh, boy. Second time within a few months, too. We didn't know about the first time.
No.
All these issues before. All right, I digress. We're talking about the St. Louis Cardinals, teams that you don't hate necessarily, but you just don't like, but you kind of respect. You know what? Let's go to the phones first. Chris in Farmington has been patiently waiting. Good morning, sir.
Oh, hi, guys. I go back a ways, but I remember from about 1970 to 1980, for about 10 years there, our Detroit Lions could not beat the Vikings. The games were often close, and we got our hearts broken as usual, and just two things real quick that were just so distinct. Bud Grant, 50 below wind chill, you know, like cut out of an ice statue, wearing no hat or scarf, and the fact that they were all outside games, and the fact that we could just never beat them, no matter how hard we tried. Oh, and last of all, listening to those, I'm going to segue, but listening to those old NFL films with that voice, I forgot his name, but just one of the greatest voices I ever heard, you know, doing the film clips.
John Facenda.
For the game of the week and stuff like that.
John,
so that's it.
John Facenda. They used to, I used to love when CBS used to have the Ray Scott was the, you know, the broadcaster. He did a lot of the Packers games and some Vikings games, you know. He was terrific. All right, here we go. Here's some good ones on the ticket text. I'm tempted to say the Duncan Parker Ginobili era Spurs. But ultimately, those guys were too lovable to hate. Definitely envious of how long they kept that run going, especially compared to the Pistons.
That's a great example.
That is a really good one.
Yes.
Definitely not hateable, but I would never call them too lovable to hate.
No, Tim Duncan wasn't lovable. He wasn't hateable.
No, exactly. He was fundamental.
Yes,
a big fundamental. It's Alabama football for me. I don't dislike them as a team. I'm just getting tired of watching college football because I know they're going to win.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Josh in a cable truck, it's the Steelers. They always have a long-tenured coach that's great. Great quarterbacks, running backs, defense, etc. Great fans. Besides last year with Juju, they were never really flashy. Just can't like them.
Yeah. Yeah, and Antonio Brown.
Well, yes, Antonio Brown was pretty
a little flashy.
They always haven't had great quarterbacks.
No, but they've always found a way to be
right.
good.
Mark Malone, Neil O'Donnell. Oh,
yeah. Neil O'Donnell, there, the Super Bowl,
right?
Yes.
Conversely, as a diehard Steelers fan, Boomer Esiason always bugged the crap out of me. He was really good on one of my most hated teams, even made it to the Super Bowl a couple times when the Steelers were down in the 80s. That's from Steve from Novi. We're not asking really for individuals, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Matt Nakar, this is a really good one, I think. Iowa football. They always have big, strong offensive lines, solid running game, and tough defense. Also one of the toughest stadiums to play at. They never win anything, but they're always good enough to ruin your season.
Yes.
Mad respect for them, but I just don't like them. Matt Nakar.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just here. I mean, they obviously ruined one of Ohio State's seasons as well.
Penn State's too, I believe.
Penn State's, yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, Michigan is Iowa right now. They wish they were Iowa, actually.
I don't think Michigan ruins many seasons anymore.
That's true. JB and Troy, this is a great one. This is how I feel about Wisconsin in both football and basketball.
Yeah.
Always good, always annoying.
Yes.
Especially in basketball. Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And before that.
And now it's Greg Gard, who's not that much different.
Right. Well, before Bo Ryan, it was, you know, Tony Bennett Sr.
Yeah.
I mean, that team that, you know, Michigan State beat in the Final Four, that was some ugly freaking basketball.
I like the Kaminsky team, though. I enjoyed watching them play.
With Decker and those guys? Yeah, they were actually had some fun. What was his name? Was it Devin Harris?
That was before
Kaminsky's team, but they had some good players on that team. The team that's always good that I'll never cheer for is Green Bay. Obviously, being a Lion fan since 1989, that doesn't help it, but it goes back to Brett Favre. The NFL was always favoring him, and no matter what, sharing the MVP with Barry was a joke. It should have been Barry's. Anytime they had a Monday night game at Lambeau Field, John Madden would go crazy that the game was there. It's almost like what the NHL did for Sidney Crosby. It's his way or the highway. Drove me nuts, and I'll never cheer for the Packers to this day. That's a Marlin in Wild Lake.
They've been good for a long time.
Yeah, they have. Well, look, they went through a major down period, though. Oh, God, the 80s?
Well, yeah, but you think about what they were able to do with their two quarterbacks, you know, mm-hmm. Brett Favre and then Aaron Rodgers, and we'll see what happens next. But, yeah, their system has worked.
Yes. Here's one that's an individual, and it's actually for an individual sport. It's kind of interesting. Brooks Koepka. Respect his game, but can't love a pro that doesn't like golf.
I mean, I don't think maybe there's a quote or an interview
he's
we're
missing.
He said
some things like it's a job, kind of. I'm paraphrasing, okay. But just to broadly paint the kind of his perspective.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, it's his job. He doesn't have quite the passion for it.
He's not tied to it. Lawrence.
He played a lot of sports as a kid, and he decided to hone in on this. And it's more of a
His identity's not tied to it?
No.
I never heard that before. That's good. That's interesting.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.